This week in West Virginia history, coal operator Joseph Berry was born in Pennsylvania on August 15, 1842. During the Civil War, he served as a Union captain, though he was later known as Colonel in the West Virginia coal fields. Berry worked in his father's Pennsylvania anthracite mines and brought that knowledge with him to the New River Gorge about 1872. He established the Fayette County town of Quinnemont and opened the New River Coal Company mine. When the Chesapeake and Ohio Railway arrived the following year, he shipped the first load of coal from the New River coal field. Berry left Quinnemont in 1876 to start the Fire Creek Mines, also on New River, and later operated mines at Hawk's Nest, Anstead, and elsewhere. In 1884, he and others opened Mill Creek Coal and Coke, the first mine in the Flat Top area. By buying up vast acres of land, he soon became one of the leading coal owners in southern West Virginia. In 1903, Colonel Joe Berry died in his town of Berry in Fayette County at age 60. A stone obelisk at Quinnemont commemorates his role as a coal industry pioneer. For more information on Joseph Lawton Berry, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.